Hey, how's everyone doing? This is the Enrique Oquendo Experience. Welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to cover five simple steps on how to have a productive day. Now, when I say productive day, I'm not going to teach you guys how to be productive per se, but I'm going to teach you guys how to prepare the night before or during the day of, so that you guys have more energy throughout the day. So you can be or create or have more productivity. So real quick, step number one, you're gonna have a great night's sleep. How do you do that? Number one, go to sleep early. Make sure that there are no electronics around you, okay? You wanna make sure you have a quiet sleep. One of the things that I recommend if you can't sleep in a silent room is get some white noise in there. There are these things that you can buy. They're basically audio recordings of nature, of the ocean, just sounds that produce white noise, and they will get you super relaxed at night so that you can get into those REM cycles throughout the night and what they call deep sleep. Okay, this is very important so that you can have a very energetic, you know, non-lethargic sort of day throughout the following day, all right? And make sure that you're very hydrated, okay? Because hydration has been linked to quality sleep. Remember, your brain is primarily composed of water. Water carries minerals, they come in the form of electrolytes, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, amongst others. These are key minerals that you need to get quality sleep, all right? So sleep, number one, is very important to have a productive day. All right, moving on to the next step. You gotta wake up with a purpose. If you're like most people, that you wake up and you go through the routine, you gotta understand about 95% of the human experience is actually on autopilot, meaning our brains actually are made so that we don't think about every single step that we have to make throughout the day. When it comes to walking, when it comes to driving, when it comes to even doing tasks at work, all right? If we know what we're doing, then basically our brains are on autopilot throughout the day, all right? This is very important. If not, you know, we wouldn't have cities, we wouldn't have cars, we wouldn't be able to bear children, let alone raise them. It's very important that our brain sort of keeps us on autopilot throughout the remainder of the day. Now, this doesn't mean that we're robots. It just simply means that our brains are sort of wired like that so that we can be faster and be more efficient throughout the day. So wake up early in the morning with a sense of purpose. You got to find out what that purpose is. And I'm not talking about your regular 9-to-5 job. I'm talking about what you do when you're done with that job. This podcast is primarily for people who want to take their life to the next level, okay? So wake up with a purpose. Only you know what that purpose is. I can't tell you what that purpose is, all right? So step number three, prioritize your purpose-driven deadlines for the day. So what do I mean by that? If you got a purpose in that day, whatever that big goal or task or deadline is, you have to structure your day throughout the day. I like to structure my day through sections. So I'll have the morning, I'll have the afternoon, which is the peak of the day, and then I'll have most of the afternoon slash evening. And what I like to do is I like to cut it up into six slices, okay? And what I mean by this is I wake up early in the morning. I'm gonna give you an example. I wake up early in the morning and one slice is gonna be from 6 to 9, okay? I've got my priority straight on what it is that I'm doing from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Whether that's exercise, whether that's meditation, whether that's yoga, whatever it is that I'm doing, whether that's a run, okay? And then the other slice is from 9 to 12. and then from 12 to 3, and then from 3 to 6, and then from 6 to 9 p.m. And then I might have a final slice, which will be the sixth slice, okay? Which will be from 9 to maybe 11:30 or 11. So you gotta find out what it is that you're gonna do with all this time that's allotted to you, okay? That we have in our hands, all right? No one is gonna come do things for you and make the most of your day. So you have to prioritize on what it is that you're doing with all this time in your hands. We got 24 hours, ladies and gentlemen, 24 hours, of which you may get 5-6 hours of sleep. Some people get 6-7 hours of sleep. Some people get 7-8, and others 8 or 9, whatever it is. I personally, I'm not gonna be sleeping that much, all right? I'll get 5 to 6 hours of sleep, all right? And then I've got 18 hours to do something productive. So that I can get ahead and gain all that momentum in life. So next time you tell yourself that you don't have enough time, ladies and gentlemen, yes, you do. You just are not being disciplined about it, but that's okay. This is a learning curve. This is a learning process. You can do this, all right? Now, at the end of this video, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just please write your questions below the video, and I'll get to them as soon as possible, all right? This community that I'm trying to build, this podcast is all about helping people, and I'm gonna try to help out as much or as many people as possible. So at the end of the video, when I'm finished, if you have any concerns, comments, or anything, all right? If you wanna tell me about how your days are prioritized or broken up, feel free to comment below. All right, moving on to step 4, eat a clean whole food diet, all right? Now, this is a loaded step, so I'm gonna break it down for you guys. What do I mean by this? Eat a whole food, clean diet, all right? So I do sort of ketovore. Sometimes I do carnivore, keto, a mixture of both. And I do vegetables, okay? It's not just carnivore here. So what does that do? This is nutrient-dense food, okay? This is amazing food that your body needs in order to sustain itself for the whole day. So if you can't eat a whole food diet, then you're not gonna be productive, ladies and gentlemen. People that eat a high starch, high carb, high sugar diet, or high processed diet, they end up having a lot of health issues down the road. Many health issues down the road. There's something called metabolic syndrome. I'm not gonna go into it in this podcast, but I highly suggest that you guys look up what that means, okay? You wanna steer away from any metabolic issues that your body may produce or end up having by sticking to a whole foods diet, all right? I'm not saying don't cheat with your husband or wife or kids or whatever it is on the weekends when you go to a restaurant and you want dessert. But what I am saying is 90% of your week, 90% of your week, okay, should be focused on a nutrient-dense whole food diet. Now, what I like to do with that is I'm gonna just break it down real quick on what it is that I eat and then what I combine it with when I talk about this fourth step. So heavy meats, fats, fish. I eat the skin on the fish. So if I'm having salmon, I make sure to get the skin on it. All those nutrients, everything is in the skin and the fat, okay? The fat is very important. It actually controls somewhat what your hormones are in your body. And I like to load it up with vegetables, all right? Primarily organic, but if you're on a budget, it doesn't matter. You can buy regular vegetables, not a big deal. Now, what I like to combine this four step with is I do 2 meals a day and I do 16 to 18 hours of fasting, ladies and gentlemen. Fasting is incredible for your metabolic system. I mean, there are no words that I can describe why not how effective that is when you have a whole foods diet, all right? Now, moving on to the last and final step as I'm nearing the 10-minute mark here. You want to exercise daily, okay? You got to exercise daily, or at least three times a week. Three times a week has been known to be very effective. You can also steer away from any injuries or any minor aches, or just all around, you can have a very effective day if you just do 30 minutes of calisthenics, but just a 30 minute mark. You know, what I do is I wake up in the morning. I've known it to be extremely effective early in the morning, where I just put a timer on and I do 30 minutes of calisthenics. Now, that's a combination for me of pull-ups, push-ups, and squats, okay? Now, calisthenics, there are so many different calisthenic exercises that you could do out there, but the point is, try to stick to a regimen of exercise daily. 30 minutes is nothing, okay? So, you can go for a walk, do a nice brisk walk outside. Walking burns tremendous amount of fat, okay? Because it doesn't burn sugar in your bloodstream. Now, that would be for another episode. So just 30 minutes daily in the morning, okay? It'll help you out to carry energy throughout the rest of the day so you can be what? Productive. This is what we want. We want productivity, all right? So this concludes the 5 easy steps that I personally use that I highly recommend that you guys go for and get after. Like I said, this is my first episode, and welcome to the Enrico Kendo experience. I'm hoping to stay here long term. I'm hoping to help out people, and I'm all about getting the best out of people. All right, I've had to learn the hard way in life on how to even get there and how to communicate, but I'm finally in a place in life where I want to reach out and make a difference. I hope to see you guys again. If you don't mind, real quick, just hit that like or subscribe button. Leave a comment below. It's much appreciated, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.